This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Lots of NFL news to get to today. We'll do that in just a minute. Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on The Fan. We'll take you up to 6:30 tonight. Caps hockey in about an hour and 5 minutes right here on your flagship home for Puck in D.C. The DMV's football team has a bright future. The defense occasionally, though, has struggled. There are times in life when we see our loved ones struggle, especially as they get older. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori & Murata, will guide you through the process of managing a health care or financial power of attorney, even securing a guardianship for a family member. Schedule a free consultation with their elder law and estate planning attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. If you tell them Grant and Danny sent you, you'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, get this. Diana Rossini, within the last half hour, friend of ours, friend of the show, longtime reporter at ESPN. She's now the NFL reporter nationally at The Athletic. She tweeted, just spoke to Jerry Jones about this incident, which, by the way, in and of itself is hilarious.
Yeah, amazing.
So she either just has the number and calls him and he answers, or the Cowboys are trying to do some damage control and get him on the horn with people. Regardless, she said, he said he doesn't mind the questions. It's the type of questions coming from the flagship station that bothered him. More to come.
Oh, okay. A couple things. First, that's the classic. It's not that you called me fat. It's the way that you said it.
Yeah.
No, it's that you called me fat, and I'm butthurt about it. That's number one. Number two, the idea that the flagship station can't simply... Nobody said you don't know what you're doing. No, nobody's like holding your feet to the... It's a very basic like, hey, here's your chance to address the criticism, you know, that everybody has. Here's your opportunity. Here's your platform. Presumably, it's why your undying need for attention and bloviating self is doing these kinds of segments to address potential grievances or triumphs or anything in between. Here's your direct conduit to the people of which we are representatives. We're asking the question that's on every single stupid Cowboys fan's mind. And that's your beef?
I'm very biased on this because I'm in radio like you are. And because we regularly interview people with the teams that occasionally we are the flagship homes of. We did an interview with Mike Rizzo every week before the Junkies have done it now for many, many years when we were in middays. We have had players on. We have Austin Ekeler on now. We're not the flagship home of the Commanders, but we are of the Capitals. We are of the Nationals and tangentially of the Wizards. And we have guests on all the time. Teams do not get to tell you what you can and cannot ask based on that relationship. That should not be part of the agreement. That should not be part of the conversation. The idea that you would pull punches when you're doing an interview, that you would be expected by Jerry Jones to not ask questions about things that aren't going well because you're the flagship station, is a very clear indication that he does not really understand what that means. And this is not new, by the way. I remember having a conversation with Mike Shanahan, who I got along with very well by the end, But early on when I was covering the then Redskins and Shanahan was the new coach and I had just taken over on the beat here for the station, he called me into his office. I've told this story a handful of times.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Hey, you're not really helping me very much." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "You know, when you're asking these questions or you're putting this kind of stuff out there, you're not really helping me." And I said, "Well, my job isn't to help you." And a couple of different times, he would meet with us as a media group after his press conference off to the side and say, "You know, you guys could really help us." He was coming from a place where, I don't know if in Denver this is how it worked, but it seemed like everyone kind of had the pom-poms out. I mean, the rumors over the years were like he vacationed with Schefter and they were good family buddies, you know, and obviously it was very good for Adam Schefter's career, right? But the point of the dude's story mm-hmm. is like, he was kind of like, "You help me, I'll help you." And the point I think a lot of us were making is, I work for Odyssey, 106.7 The Fan, whoever mm-hmm. the entity is. I work for the Washington Post. I don't work for the Redskins. Yeah,
if you'd like me on your payroll, make an offer.
Exactly.
You know?
And a lot of fans don't get this because I get this sometimes from them. Like, "You guys don't help the team." Well, number one, the job is not to help the team. The job is to cover the team. The job is to be your eyes and ears in the building and to figure out what's going on and why it's happening and why they're good or why they're bad. But by Jerry Jones suggesting that because I'm doing a paid appearance, which he's paid to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, on the flagship station, these shouldn't be questions I'm having to answer. Uh-uh. That's not how it works. Mike Rizzo has never once, ever, in all the interviews we've ever done with him, when he's come on, told us what we can and can't ask. Now, his job is his. So when I ask, "Why didn't you spend any money this offseason?" which I'm going to ask if you don't spend money, you can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
We got a really good team. We like our guys. I didn't want to spend money. We're not there yet. Ownership wouldn't let me. Whatever you want to say, you say. My job, ask the questions. Your job, answer the questions. But this, to me, is incredible that because he's doing this paid thing on the flagship, you know, this should be just a convo amongst friends. I don't like the questions they're asking. Bro, well, that's not how this works.
Well, can you imagine if they didn't ask anything of the sort after a second blowout loss at home?
Oh, after
losing
they just
by
got
40
demolished.
Points? Like, "How's it going? What'd you do today? What are you up to? Well, you know, how confident are you about next week?" The elephant's in the room, dude. You got to go, "Okay, there's an elephant there." And again, it wasn't as if, and we know Sean and RJ a little bit. It's not as if, you know, these guys are, you know, dastardly villains twisting their mustache going, "We're going
to
get him."
Did you, listening to the audio, at any point think they were even being combative?
No, they didn't even have a chance to.
Exactly. Like, that interview, if I was doing it today, I would go in and ask the questions the way they did, but I'd be prepared for it to get combative, because occasionally that needs to happen. You are a conduit for the people who are angry. Doesn't mean you should be angry. You should ask fair, reasonable questions. But if he wants to pat you on the head and sun you, you can't just take that. I mean, your job is to make sure that the point gets across and the questions are asked that people want asked. That is the whole point of the access. It's quite literally why you pay, I'm assuming they pay good money, Jerry Jones to do that. For those of you that haven't heard any of the interview, Jerry Jones on 105.3, the version of what we do, but in Dallas, our sister station there. This was on their morning show during the Junkies time slot. Sean and RJ, we played a little bit of this earlier, but here's some of the tone of the conversation.
"I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job."
"Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man."
Jerry, we're just
say, "Okay, go. We don't need to have you on anymore." And they get a lot out of that interview.
Of course they do.
No doubt about that. The access helps them because he does things like this.
Yeah, exactly. People are talking about Sean and RJ today.
But frankly, I don't need to have you on anymore. If I only get to praise you when it's good, and you're going to tell me what to ask when it's bad, that's not real. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pretend like what we do is journalism, but that's not really real interviewing anyway.
Well, that is...
There's nothing authentic about that.
Yeah, that's a, you know, almost like you could take a snapshot, a picture, and frame it put in the dictionary, that's your billionaire insulated bully. That every room he goes into, he gets his way 99.99999% of the time. With the NFL, if he wants an owner to stay, that owner stays. If he wants an owner in the Hall of Fame, that guy's in the Hall of Fame. If he wants the game in Brazil, it's going to Brazil. Like, he's the leader of the leaders. Like, that dude is the league in a lot of ways, or has been for some time. He's not used to hearing things that he doesn't like. When he hears them enough, they don't happen anymore. People lose jobs. It's familiar to folks around here, right? With Snyder. I mean, the stories that have come out and haven't come out about Snyder, it's the similar deal, right? Where you cannot tell him what he doesn't want to hear. You have to either pretend, couch it differently, or say, oh, I'm not doing it. You tell him. And then that guy gets fired. Like, it's a mess. So the idea that hint of a question, Sean barely gets the question out. Hey, how come, you know, there wasn't much spending in the offseason. You guys are struggling a little bit. What's the, and now we're on Diatribe City. I'll replace you guys, or I'll have someone else ask me the questions that I like better. Like, oh my God.
Nobody makes him do the interview either, by the way. You've opted into this. Nobody makes you do that.
Mm-hmm.
When Matt Williams was the manager of the Nationals, every week he was on the Junkies and had a State of the Union answered questions. Davey Martinez doesn't like doing that. He doesn't. He doesn't do regular weekly interviews.
Dusty Baker didn't either. Yeah.
Dusty Baker didn't want to do that. I don't want to answer questions from you guys and deal with you every week. I'm not going to do it. It's not like you're doing it for the money. It's a pittance to your contract. You're not even going to notice it. You're not even getting groceries with that money. Either you want to kind of be out there and accessible and have a little relationship, you know, with this group that's a conduit for the fans or not. And I'm not saying it's the right thing, wrong thing, good thing, bad thing. It's just a proclivity. You either want to do that or you don't. I work over at MLB Network Radio, and I think we have 19 of the 30 big league managers on every week with weekly interviews. So I talk to, like, Matt Quatraro of the Royals every weekend, you know, when I'm filling in, or guys like that. There's 11 guys that said, no thanks, I'm good. Cool, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't opt in and then be upset that questions are being asked to you. That's a weird way to go, if you ask me.
Yeah, I keep coming back to the same thing. After a blowout loss, this isn't even the, like, skewer you. This isn't like, you know, Bruce Allen after 15 years of ineptitude
that's
and nonsense.
That's my favorite part.
You know?
Like, this, there are radio places, I'm sure, where someone would go on and you could get some hot taking shock jock is screaming at you. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, totally.
I want to go viral today and I'm going to make this about me and be a jerk. That was not even what they were doing. They were like, hey, Jerry, what's wrong with this team right now? Hey, Jerry, do we regret not doing more in the offseason? Very reasonable, calm, frankly, beyond fair questions.
Right.
And he goes, I'll go somewhere else if you keep this behavior up, you jerks. And it's, what are you talking about?
I don't mind the tough questions. Yes, you do.
Do you not?
Yeah.
You're handling them great.
Yeah. That's a real that's a sore spot there. Apparently, they kicked over Hornet's nest by saying, hey, what's the deal?
I just saw this Rossini from Jerry Jones's mouth, where he said, you know, it's not that I don't mind the questions, it's just I don't want those questions from the flagship station. And there is the continuation of this not understanding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That's not what the relationship's about. They are, in a lot of ways, as a flagship station, there to help you. They are, in the sense of content and talking about your team and providing a home for your play-by-play. By the way, in case you guys don't know, that's what flagship station means. Mm-hmm. That's all it means, for the record.
The games are on the station.
You have a business relationship where money changes hands and the games are aired on the radio station. There's no other expectation necessarily. Now, are you in a little bit more uncomfortable situation, maybe, based on that relationship? If you have a partnership with a team and you're going hard in the paint, sure. But a good place with good management is going to tell you, be fair, be accurate, and there's not much they're going to be able to say about it. And oh, by the way, you say whatever you want after that game the Cowboys just had. They looked disinterested. It looked like a directional Florida football team wandered out onto the field and had to play the Detroit Lions on Sunday. I mean, that was not just bad. That was, like, really embarrassing.
It was listless, yeah. I mean, and we have seen some of those plenty of times.
And I feel really bad for them, too, especially Cowboys fans. You know, they deserve so much. Nope, I'm being told I don't feel bad, actually.
I'm being informed. My producer in my ear right now is saying I don't feel bad at all. In fact, I have joy. I have glee. Glee from your misery. I'd like to drink them.
You want some other NFC East news?
Please.
All right, let's get to it. The Giants star left tackle Andrew Thomas is currently in Charlotte meeting with foot specialist Robert Anderson. I've heard this guy's name so many times. When I was on the beat, anytime someone got hurt, foot, toe, they go see
Robert
Anderson.
He's the foot guy.
Like the elbow guy is Ellis Rosh. The knee guy is James Andrews. The foot guy is Robert Anderson in Charlotte. Surgery to fix the issue. It is possible this is a season-ending injury for Andrew Thomas. That is a dagger for the New York Giants, who are already just a two-win team as they try to find a way to protect Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and they were struggling to do so as it was, and now you take off their best lineman, and that's certainly an issue. God. Yeah. I mean, again, this is I'm not relishing the injury because that stinks for him, and you know that sort of stuff's not fun, but the Giants aren't better today because of that news. The division, man. The division.
Tom Brady has become a minority owner with the Las Vegas Raiders. Mark Davis was speaking about this today. He is the majority owner in Vegas, and he said that while Tom Brady isn't going to be able to play quarterback for them as a minority owner, he said that he will help them select a quarterback in the future.
Good zing by Mark Davis.
Is it nice a good job. Zing?
No, not even a little. But
I don't even think that was an attempted zing.
No, he was trying to do a funny bit. I
don't think he is. I think he's being very serious. Oh, you don't think they're going to tap into Tom Brady as they pick their next quarterback?
No, I think he was trying to do the, well, he's not going to play quarterback for us, but he's going to help us pick the next guy. I thought it was more that. That's the joke I was referencing.
If that's a joke, you'd have to tell me it's a joke.
Right.
Jokes are supposed to be funny.
I know, lots
of times. I'll take your word for it that that's a joke. But regardless, did not work out for Michael Jordan as an executive. There is this thought, though, if you were a great player, you'll be a great executive. I'd say the batting average is pretty low from the best players in that role. I'm not really sure why that is, but generally the really good executives are not the guys that were also the best players.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, Ozzie Newsom, Hall of Fame tight end, you know, great executive. Other times it's, you know, why can't you just do it like I did, said the incredible Pro Bowl player who was great every year that doesn't understand anything. Yeah.
Barry Bonds should have just been a hitting coach.
Seriously.
Right? I mean, yeah. I think he tried that for like 4 hours at one point.
All you have to do is hit it over the fence. Like when they pitch it to you, just hit it where no one is into the stands. Do that 700 some odd times.
Two trades today in the NFL. The Bills landed a star wide receiver. Amari Cooper is coming over from the Cleveland Browns to Buffalo. If you look at some of the like deeper dive wide receiver analytics, Amari Cooper has been one of the worst graded wide receivers in the NFL this year. I don't buy that he's cooked at 30 years old. I think Deshaun Watson and that offense were broken, and I think they were detrimental to him, and he'll have a nice renaissance second half this year in Buffalo. I love this move for the Bills. They give up a third-round pick to help out Josh Allen. That window is going to be open as long as Allen's playing at a high level. It's not like there's anybody in the AFC that is head and shoulders better than them right now.
Yeah, their window's open right now, and I think that's smart. I'm with you. I've always liked Cooper. He's got a little of that obviously different athletes, different sports, but he's got some of that James Wood to him where you go, why does it look like he's moving very fast? He's a glider. He's very technical. You know what I mean? With the way he runs routes, and he's very precise and doesn't do a lot of like dancing around and whooping and yelling and hollering and stuff like that. And you're going, do you even care? But he does. Like, I think that guy's good. He'll thrive there.
Davante Adams has been traded today as well. Adams reuniting with Aaron Rodgers. He was a six-time Pro Bowler catching passes from Rodgers in Green Bay. This is a three-time All-Pro who had a Hall of Fame trajectory going in his career prior to falling out of favor and basically being, I'm going to use air quotes here, injured, but also just unavailable, but also just told to leave us alone.
Super injured, probably.
Earlier this season. It sounds like the hamstring's feeling a lot better, and he might be able to play this weekend now that he's a Jet. The Jets have said they have gone all in today. There's not a team that's been more all in than them, it seems like. Firing their head coach.
You have to be, yeah.
Chips in the Rodgers basket. And now you go get him one of his favorite toys. Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson on the outside for Rodgers. They got a good running game with Breece Hall. Braylon Allen in the backfield as well. They should be really good offensively going forward. They've got way too much talent not to be.
Agreed. Yeah, so once you go for the we're a quarterback away move, and then you have the quarterback, you have to just go after it. Because if it doesn't work, you got to tear the whole thing down to the studs and start over, right, while you have Aaron Rodgers. Once you went and did that, you basically said, we have to make this work right now. You're not worried about 2 or 3 years from now. You're talking about your window right this minute being at 2-4. So some people might argue that it's spending bad money after bad, but I don't know. It to me is, you got to be desperate, at least at this stage, with now looking up at a couple teams in the division. And as you said, the AFC is not as unbelievable as we thought, maybe, with the teams at the top. You still can have a season.
No football tonight, so it's a baseball night in America. American League Championship Series game number 2 for the Cleveland Guardians and the New York Yankees. First pitch about an hour and 15 minutes from right now. Cleveland trying to even the ALCS before leaving Yankee Stadium to head back to Ohio. The Yankees last night got a home run from old friend Juan Soto as they took a 1-0 series lead. Carlos Rodon was awesome.
He was nasty last night. You could have given them walls and they wouldn't have hit his slider. That guy was unbelievably filthy. I need a little shove piece from my guy Tanner Bibee. I wish his name was BB, but it's Bibee. But unfortunately, Yankees have Garrett Cole going tonight, and they're going to the World Series, and I'm pretty annoyed about it. But let's go Guardians.
So you do feel pretty confident in New York?
Yeah, I think New York's going to the World Series.
I'm picking them as well. I do think this ends up being a long series, though. Cleveland just seems game to me. That's a really good club. They can pitch. They got a pretty good bullpen as well, as we saw in the Detroit series. I think this thing goes 6 or 7.
Do you really?
I don't think New York makes it. They just offensively, they have these games where it's Soto and Judge and
well,
not
that is
much
true.
Else.
That is true.
But they also haven't gotten really hot, and maybe now's the time they turn it on and they just roll all the way to the World Series. But yeah, I'm on Cleveland pushing it to 6 or 7, but I do, like you, I think the Yankees represent the AL.
It feels more gentleman sweepy to me, and okay. Maybe the real series is Dodgers-Mets, with Dodgers being the overdog and the Mets just having like all the mojo and all the juju and all the excitement and you know, whatever behind them. But I'd really love for a Subway Series, I said sarcastically to Grant at 6:22. I can't have it.
I already know the answer, so I shouldn't even bother asking. There's not a little tiny part of you that thinks that would be cool?
No.
Not even...
I did it once.
Suspend your I'm from D.C. and I hate everything in New York thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit cool, two teams from the same city in the championship.
It's not. It is. What it does is it validates, even though it happens once a generation, it happened when I was in college.
But I was going to say, it's 25 years ago.
Yeah, but it validates the New York belief that the entire world is New York, that all of sports just exists to serve New York, and they'll be like, the sports world cares. And like everybody in the country has turned it off and it's not relevant at all. And nobody wants anything to do with it. But to them in like Hoboken and like, it points north and even up to Connecticut, they think it's the greatest thing ever. So they take the subway to the games between the two teams. It's a subway series because that's how we get around the subway. Pfft, no. Two different cities, please. Not New York.
I'm not rooting for it. I'd like to go on record and say,
I hope for it, said Grant.
I actually want the complete opposite. A Cleveland versus LA World Series. A Dodgers-Guardians World Series would be better. But I think there's something cool, like deep, deep down that I suppress about the idea of two teams from the same city meeting in a championship series. It is time to get you ready for Caps hockey here on The Fan. Vegas Golden Knights in town tonight, taking on the Capitals. Always fun because that's the team Washington beat in the Stanley Cup. Those fond memories come flying back. Alex Ovechkin looking for goal number one on his season in this game number two. You'd like to see the Caps get their first couple of points, not wait any longer here. By the way, Ovi moved to right wing ahead of this game. He's been traditionally...
Oh, is Adam Oates in charge? What's going on?
Exactly. Longtime left wing, but he's on the top line with Stromer and Alexi Protas over on the left.
Okay.
Nick Michael, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Tom Wilson on the second line. Jake Vrana gets a sweater. He will be in for Sonny Milano on the third line with Hendricks, LaPierre, and Andrew Mangiapane. And then Duhaime, Dowd, and Radish, your fourth line for the Capitals
that
tonight.
Ovi switch up is intriguing to me. I'd love to come back to that at some point. Vegas has already played three games, and they're 3-0. So that annoys me, as they'll have like a long theater performance and a lot of like dramatic plays and a musical number and like live arrows and like a guy dodging a buffalo or something before face-off. We'll have to see more of that, which stinks. I root against them explicitly. But yeah, Caps need to get off to a good start, and they play this weird sporadic schedule at the beginning, and it annoys the hell out of me. I wish it was more consistent, but I want the Capitals to win, please. And Ovi to score more goals.
That's your Caps power play. All right, let's bring in Darris and Ryan as they prepare to tell you who is going home and who is getting immunity on Commanders Survivor. You're voting at Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Let's start with who is getting sent home this evening. The votes have been cast. Have they been tabulated?
Oh, they have been tabulated, and I will say it took all of about 2 seconds. Benjamin St. Juice, you are off the island.
BSJ. Tough game for him.
Yeah, that happens when you're in the video behind the guy that's catching all the passes.
On an island with Zay Flowers a bunch on his way to nine for $1.32 and one half of football. That'll do it. That'll do it.
Now he's off the island. How about that?
He is gone.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, Darris. Who is getting immunity, my guy?
He's number one in our hearts. He's number one in your heart. He's number 17 on the field. Latter Terry McLaurin gets his first immunity of the year. Let's go.
Little Terry.
Terry McLaurin's first immunity. Things are looking up for Terry as he tries to go back to back to back to back to back, I think, in Commander Survivor.
John Allen won one of those.
He did. A couple of times, actually. It's him or Terry every year.
Pretty much.
Jaden might have something to say about it.
It's not going to be John Allen this year.
For Darris and for Ryan, Grant and Danny, saying so long and thanks for listening. We are back at it tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Caps coming up from Capital One Arena just after 7 o'clock tonight right here on The Fan. Thanks much for making this show part of your day. Enjoy your Tuesday evening.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.